Hey, everybody. Praise the Lord. To anyone who's visiting us for the very first time, welcome to Living Faith Online. And today is Healing School. I want to share some hot topics with you, some announcements of activities that we have coming up, and then we'll get into the Word of God. Amen. Well, we're in the midst of our celebrating 40 years in 40 days. So we're celebrating. We're, of course, having prayer. We're having praise, and we're having inspiration online. We're quoting some things and giving you some things to think about online as concerning God's goodness and how he's been good to you. So we're doing that through our daily devotional posts on our social media pages. Also, we've got guest speakers coming up. This past Sunday was Minister Marsha Washington. We had a great time with her. We miss her, so it was good to hear from her. Then this coming Sunday will be Minister Henry Hall is going to be speaking at Living Faith this coming Sunday, which is the 3rd of August. And then on August the 10th, we have Dr. Mark Barclay. He's a prophet of God. Amen. And he's coming to share the word with us and the power of God with us on August the 10th. Then on August 17th, we're having a worship morning with saxophonist Merlon Devine. He's an anointed saxophonist, and he's going to be ministering to us with his instrument. Amen. And also, we'll have Andrew Walls and his group also ministering during our time of worship. Amen. And then last but not least, on August 24th, we're having Minister Helen Trowbridge. She is a powerful anointed woman of God, and she's going to be coming and sharing the word of God with us. Amen. Also, we'll have every Sunday, we'll have surprise giveaways and just come and celebrate. And then, of course, we are having our black tie, our elegant gala at the Westin Inn on August the 22nd. If you missed our concert, you missed it. Don't miss our banquet. And so we want to use that August 22nd, starting at 7:30 p.m. We want to use that time as a family reunion. If anyone is watching and you've ever been a part of Living Faith Christian Center, whether it was while Dr. Lamont was still here or whether it's been under my leadership, let this be a family reunion, but we plan on having a good time. So attire, fancy attire is encouraged, actually semi-formal to formal. We're going to have fun and fellowship and good food. Amen. We're going to be celebrating 40 years of God's goodness. Amen. Again, that's at the Westin Ballroom at Mount Laurel, New Jersey. The cost for the tickets is $115 per person. They can be purchased by visiting our website at www.lfccnj.com. Amen. I hope to see you that night. It's going to be great. We're going to have red carpet treatment. Amen. Also, on our monthly Bible study is going to take place again this month on Thursday, August 14th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We're having a great time going through the book of Acts. So bring your Bibles, your notebooks, and be ready to participate. Also, calling all women of virtue, we're having on Saturday, August 9th from 10 a.m. to noon. The women are having their cafe conversation. Amen. It'll be a nice environment in our Kingdom Cafe, an opportunity for women to just share, in a safe environment, a warm environment, and an inviting environment. So if you want more details, you can contact Elder Ida Mischer. Okay. Lastly, water baptism is scheduled for Sunday, August 17th during our 10 a.m. service. If you would like to be baptized, please contact complete a registration form located in the sanctuary foyer. For more details, you can contact Rosemary Robinson at 856-661-8110, extension 106. Wow, that was a lot. Now we're going to get into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for all of your promises that are yes and amen. Father, we thank you that you have covered us from head to toe. You've covered us from now throughout all eternity. You have called us to a blessed life, that we would walk in wholeness and walk in the fullness of joy all the days of our lives. Father, we thank you for this time. Holy Spirit, we need you across these devices to bring us as one. Let us be on one accord. Holy Spirit, use me, use my mind, use my words, use my thoughts, use my memory. And we just thank you for your presence here today. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Well, what I want to talk about tonight for a few minutes here it is. I'm going to talk about just three reasons we should be healed. There are many reasons we should be healed. The Bible says so in many places and in many scriptures. But tonight I just want to talk about three reasons we should be healed. Amen? We should be healed, okay? So number one is we should be healed because God wants us to have a high quality of life. Amen? He wants to improve the quality. Jesus came to improve the quality of our lives. Amen? That's why we should be healed, because sickness affects the quality of our lives. It interferes with our freedoms. It interferes with our peace of mind. It interferes with our joys. It interferes with routines, or sickness and disease. It interferes with our dreams and our goals. And Jesus came to give us life. Amen. Now we know John 10:10. Excuse me for my paper rustling. John 10:10. I'm going to read that in the Amplified version. And John 10:10. Here we go. It says, Jesus says in verse 9, I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me will be saved, will live. He will come in and he will go out freely and will find pasture. Verse 10, the thief comes. Somebody say, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I came. That they may have, who's they, us, anyone that receives him. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. God wants us actually to have divine, not just to receive healing, but to have divine health until it overflows. He says, I came that they may have and enjoy life. Again, we can't enjoy life like we're supposed to if we're sick. We can't enjoy life if we're diseased. If we're diseased in our feet, if we're diseased in our eyes, if we're diseased in our organs, we can't have life to the full. Amen. And God wants us to have life to the full. Amen. So that's the first reason that we should be healed, because God wants us to have a more abundant life. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be whole. Amen. He wants us to be able to fully participate in the purpose and plan that he has for our lives. And that means our body has to go with us. And so if our body, we only get one body. And so God wants this body to be healed. He wants it to be whole. He wants it to be working in a great condition, amen, so that we can function the way we're supposed to function. That word that Satan comes to steal, that word steal means to rob. It means to take away by stealth, okay? Last healing school, I talked about how the things that we eat, the things that we put into our bodies, we don't know the damage that they do. We don't know the effect. We don't realize what the effect is on our bodies. And so that's even one way that the enemy comes in by stealth to help us to kill ourselves, to help us be sick. We're doing it. He presents things. There are bad products that are presented to us. There are different things to drink and eat and inhale that are presented to us, and we take those things not knowing the damage that they do and how harmful they are. And so he comes by stealth to steal from us. Kill obviously means to take your life. Now, not every sickness, not every disease is going to kill you, but it is going to harass you, and it is going to affect the quality of your life. So it comes, sickness and disease comes to take your life. It comes to slay you. It comes to slaughter you. Amen? And we don't want that. Jesus died so that would not happen to us. Jesus died to redeem us from the things that will come to kill us and to slay us. Amen? He didn't just save us so we could make it to heaven. He saved us because we have a job to do. We have an assignment. He wants to do something through us. Amen? And that means he wants to do something for us so that he can do something through us. God has high hopes of us, of each one of us. Amen? And none of those high hopes and plans that he has for us includes sickness and disease. Amen? The word destroy, it means to take you out. Sickness comes, disease comes to take you out or to put you out of the way entirely, the word destroy. Now, of course, you should know that Satan, he doesn't want you. First of all, he doesn't want you to know who you are. And then he doesn't want you to be fully functioning, to be a strong, healthy Christian. He doesn't want that. He wants to take you out of commission. He wants to shut your mouth. He wants to steal your testimony. Amen. He wants to abort your plans that God has for each of his children. Amen. And so he comes to, the first reason we need to be healed, should be healed, is because God wants to improve the quality of our lives. Amen. So that we're living it abundantly and to overflow. Number two, he wants to, because he wants us to be healed. The second reason we should be healed is because Jesus paid the price for it. Jesus paid the price for us to be healed, right? Why pay for something? It's a sad thing to pay for something, to do everything that was required to acquire something, and then it's not taken advantage of. Jesus died. He suffered in his body so that we could be healed, so that we could be whole. Amen? I'm going to read Isaiah to you. Isaiah 53, of course, that's a familiar scripture, but I want to read Isaiah 53 and listen. So what's the second reason we should be healed? Just two of three that I'm talking about today. Amen. Of course, this isn't an exhaustive list. It's just three of them, three good ones that I wanted to cover today. Amen. Isaiah 53, it says, starting in verse 3, it says, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." This is what he did for us. He acquainted himself. He was God. He came from heaven. He was born of a virgin, right? But everything he did, all the suffering that he did it for us. He did it for you and he did it for me. "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him." Verse 4, it says in the Amplified, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy." Verse 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions." Look, we're not just supposed to get to heaven by the skin of our teeth. Jesus came again to give us a quality of life. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Yes, for our transgressions. He was bruised, not for his own guilt, but for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement, which was needful to obtain peace and well-being for us, was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. What's the second reason why we should be healed? Because Jesus paid the price. He paid for it. He paid the price. He paid in full. He paid that we would be healed. He paid that we would walk in wholeness. He paid that we didn't have to suffer and settle for sickness and disease. He paid for it. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah 52, it says in verse 14, Isaiah 52, for many the servant of God became an object of horror. Many were astonished at him. His face and his whole appearance were marred more than any man's, and his form beyond that of sons of men. But just as many were astonished at him. Amen. So he was basically unrecognizable. He was slaughtered. He was slaughtered like a lamb. Like a lamb at Passover. He was slaughtered for us. He endured horrible things, horrible treatment, so that we could be healed. Why do we need to be healed? Because he paid the price for it already. Can you imagine paying for something for somebody and they never benefit from it? Not because they couldn't, but because they didn't take it. It's like, I bought this for you. You need to use it. And I bought it for your benefit. In other words, you know, some people buy gifts for you because they like the gift. But a real gift giver, a good gift giver, is someone who gives you a gift that you need or that you want. And Jesus gave us the gift of eternal life, and he gave us the gift of healing. Amen. And we should want to get to a point, and I'm talking to myself, we should get to a point where divine healing isn't the regular deal. We should get to a point where we're so convinced that healing belongs to us and that we should walk in divine healing to the point where we realize I just need to walk in divine health, period, all the days of my life. And we get to a point where we know how to resist, we know how to fight, we know how to speak the word of God over our bodies and to our situation. Amen. Not looking at the report of men and doctors, but to look at the report of the Lord. So we want to progress from receiving divine healing on whenever we need it, amen, to a place where we just walk in divine health, where as soon as something comes, we're dealing with that thing, and that it doesn't stick around long because we're not putting up with it. We're so used to being healed that we want to just stay healed, amen. Like this, it should be normal for us. So he took those things. He took our sicknesses. He took our diseases. That word took, let's see. I wanted to give you the definition of took. Hallelujah. Yep. Anybody hearing me? Praise the Lord. Hope you are listening. In Matthew 8:17, it says that he went about healing people. And it says in verse 17 that it might be fulfilled or satisfied, or that it might be carried out, that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Himself, in his own body, he himself took them. He wasn't playing around. He wasn't, it's not, this isn't just a saying. This is a fact. He took them. That word took is the Greek word lambano, and it means to take. He took our infirmities. He took our sicknesses, right? It means to take with the hand. It means to lay hold of. It means to take up a thing to be carried. What? He took our sicknesses. He took our diseases. He carried them to the cross. They were crucified on the cross with him to be gone forever. So when we get sick or diseased, that's no longer the truth. It's a symptom. It's a sign that Satan is coming to attack us and to take our life, take the quality of our lives, the signs and symptoms and the tests and different things that manifest in our bodies. It's no longer the truth. Now, before, when we were still sinners, yeah, but now that we're saved and we're righteous, we're the redeemed, and Jesus, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, when we accept salvation, we accept the fact that he took all of that sickness and all of that disease and all of those inherited things, you know, so time doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how long you've had something. Genes don't matter. Doesn't matter how long it's been in your family. You've heard this before, time and time again. None of that matters anymore. Only the word matters. Only what God says matters. This word says that he took my sicknesses. He took my infirmities and he carried my sicknesses. Amen. He took our infirmities, our weaknesses, and he bare our sicknesses. That word bare, it means to, again, to, very similar to took, to carry on one's person. He took our, he bare our sicknesses. He carried them himself on his own body. And again, that body was nailed to the cross. That flesh body was nailed to the cross, and he took care of it for all eternity so that we could be healed throughout all eternity. Amen. Sickness is connected to sin, but when sin was dealt with, then sickness was dealt with. So God wants us to have healing so we can live. The healing, divine healing, is for these bodies and for these minds while we're here on the earth. And of course, our spiritual healing is what made us a new creature in Christ Jesus, and which allows us to spend eternity with God. So God covered all the bases, right? One more scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We should, he paid the price. That's my third thing. So the third thing, I'm going to end on this. The third thing is the third reason why we should be healed, okay, is to glorify God. Now, this I've learned to try to approach salvation from this angle, you know, because we can get selfish or we can get self-focused. We can become short-sighted when we think about ourselves, right? That's why it's important for us to stand on the grace of God. We didn't deserve any of this. We didn't deserve to be healed. We didn't deserve to live eternity with God. We deserved to stay sick. We deserved to spend eternity in hell. But thank you, Jesus, that he took, I was thinking earlier how Jesus took the hit. You've heard what people will say, yeah, I'll take the hit. You know, I'll take the blame. I'll take the brunt of whatever punishment, whatever setback, whatever loss. Of course, he didn't lose, but Jesus basically, he said, and he agreed with the Godhead, the Father and the Holy Spirit, that he was going to take the hit. So God made him a body. He suffered in that body. He took everything that was dark, that was connected to sin. He took all of that upon his own self. Amen. And so he took the hit so that we could be healed. So why should we be healed? To glorify God. I've started off this section or this point to say that let's take our eyes off of ourselves, right? Take our eyes off of ourselves and say, you know how some kids, you know, most kids, they do things because they want to make their parents proud or want to please their parents. And I'm not saying that that's the kind of father that God is, but we should get to a point where everything that we do, everything that we receive, everything that we accomplish should be to glorify him and not glorify ourselves. It's not about us. It's about God. Amen. And so we need to be healed. We should want to be healed, or we should be healed in order to glorify God. In Acts chapter, or let me start with Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 to 31. The scripture says, let me read that. Matthew 15, and it talked about they were out healing people. And in verse 30 and 31, it says Jesus heals a great multitude. It says, and a great multitude came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the dumb, and many others. And they put them down at his feet, and he cured them. So that the crowd was amazed when they saw the dumb speaking. Sorry for leaning. They saw the dumb speaking, the maimed made whole, with people with missing stuff, missing limbs. The maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they recognized and praised and thanked and glorified the God of Israel. When we're healed, we bring glory to God. We glorify him. I think one of the definitions of glorify is we upgrade him. We bring attention to God in a good way. And who doesn't want to do that? So we need to get to a point where we just want to glorify God. I want to make God look good to people. Amen. And so when we're healed, that's what that does. It doesn't just make God look good to the world. It lets Christians know what God is capable of and what God's desire is, which is to heal people. Amen. To heal his people. And so we want to glorify God. Acts chapter 4 and verse 21, they glorify God because a lame man was healed, right? Now, I wanted to make sure I said this. So we don't want to, sickness and disease never glorifies God. God never, 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 never makes people sick to get something out of them or to glorify himself. Sickness does not glorify himself. Jesus doesn't need, when people die, right? God doesn't need a flower in heaven. And besides, a person is not a flower. God doesn't need to take one of his angels. Men are not angels. And angels can't die. So, you know, we don't need to be saying all these religious things to try to explain why somebody died. People die because they don't know enough. Or people die, you know, people die for different reasons. But what I'm saying is it's never to glorify God. Somebody dying or getting killed, dying early, you hear it, funerals over and over again. The Lord knows what he's doing. God knows the time. God didn't, if they weren't 90, then, and they were still vibrant, you know, now God receives people into heaven. He doesn't need to reach down his mighty hand and say, I'm going to pluck him off because I feel like looking at him right now. You know, so we do all these religious things, but sickness and disease does not glorify God. Amen. And he doesn't take people out with sickness. People open the door. That's what happens. So the third reason why we need to be healed is to glorify God, to give God a good name, to give God some attention to people. Again, not that he needs attention. He doesn't need attention. But when we get healed, we upgrade God's reputation. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Amen. Luke 5, 25 through 27, it says that the guy who was, his friends brought him in on a stretcher. When he got healed, when Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, and he took up his bed and walked, it says they glorified God when he got healed. Luke 13, 13 says that the woman who had 18-year infirmity, when she got healed, they glorified God. Look. We should want to be healed. One of the reasons, and I'm going to stop here, that we should be healed is to glorify God. Forget about us. I want to be healed so I can make $1 million. I want to be healed so I can be famous. I want to be healed for this and healed for that. No, how about if we just get healed and then glorify God? And then we'll see all the good that happens as a result of it. Amen. So we just want to give God, we just want to glorify him. We want to see all of his promises to glorify him, not us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you. Father, we thank you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that everyone under the sound of my voice would decide that they want to be healed because you paid the price for them to be healed. Father, I pray that everybody under the sound of my voice will be healed so that their quality of life would be raised to a higher standard. Father, I pray that everyone listening to me would want to be healed to glorify your name, to glorify your name. Jesus, we don't want to spit in your face. We don't want to trample underfoot all that you did and all that you paid the price for and suffer for so that we can walk an abundant life, that we can walk in divine healing, that we can receive healing by faith from the top of our head to the tips of our toes. Father, I pray that you would use this word to give your people something to think about, and that even when we're no longer together, when this video is over, Father, I pray that they would consider what has been said according to the scriptures, according to your facts, God, of the great things that you have done for us in Jesus, and for the great sacrifice that you've made, that we would be healed. So, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I speak healing, speak healing, I speak healing, I speak wholeness to everyone listening. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that they would reach out in faith to receive your divine healing power that comes by faith. Amen. And that they would say, if I would just believe God's promises, I will be made whole. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be at peace in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I believe I received my healing. And somebody say, amen, and bless the Lord. All right, everybody, I love you. And next week, we'll be back with Dr. Lamont. All right, love you. Happy 40 years. Amen. Praise God.